please God, we'll get right into this message. And this message is about the spirit world. What is an unclean spirit? Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your word. We thank you for being who you are. And we magnify you and we give your name the praise. And I pray that your people can be aware of their spiritual surrounding, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. For our war is not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And I am paraphrasing. Thank God for his word. And we need a clear mind of our spiritual surroundings that is going on in our lives, that we may be able to have keen discernment, which is the acute judgment of Christ. And today we're going to talk about Matthew, the 12th chapter, and we're going to describe an unclean spirit. Because some of us, as lay members, do not know the spiritual aspects of our being. And we are here to enlighten you, in other words, to illuminate the things that need to be said and understand. In Jesus' name, God, give us the ability to discern and to see and to be aware and to be alert in all times. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew, the 12th chapter, starting at the 43rd verse. And it reads, "When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he said, I will return into my house from whence I came out." Now, here's the thing. This spirit is trying to claim your house as his house. "Then he said, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation." In other words, we need to be prayerful and keep our guards up, because the enemy is trying to claim your house or your temple, your being on this earth. And we have to curse and send back those spirits back to the pit of hell, to the abyss. And all of the seven spirits that would follow him will follow him into the pit of hell. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the term unclean spirit means possessed with the devil or to be under the power of a demon. The New Testament speaks of these people as being afflicted with especially severe diseases, which could be either bodily or mentally, whose bodies have been entered with demons. Demon and unclean spirits are the same thing as are familiar spirits. They have many different assignments, but ultimately are the same thing being. There assignments are more individual or family. One popular theory as to where they come from is that they are the spirits of the Nephilim, giants who died in the flood. Are unclean spirits demons? An unclean spirit is simply a New Testament synonym, a more descriptive Jewish term for a demon. The terms unclean spirit and demon seem to be interchangeable in Scripture. There is no clear difference in their definitions. Some translations refer to them as impure spirits. Number one, Satan, the devil, is the falling archangel that failed. He was the closest to God. Number two, demons are the one third of the angels that fail with him. And number three, unclean spirits are the influence or manifestations of the devil and demons. If you read Ezekiel, the 44th chapter, starting at the 22nd verse, neither shall they take for their wives a widow, nor her that is put away, but they shall take maidens of the seed of the house of Israel, or a widow that had a priest before. They shall teach my people the difference between the holy and profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. In other words, between the unclean spirits and the clean, which is the Holy Spirit or the Spirit of God. Unclean spirits are the influence or manifestations of the devil and demons. Unclean in biblical use, ritually impure, or a spirit, evil. Synonym: sinful, immoral, bad, wicked, evil, corrupt, impure. Solid, which means damage the purity or integrity of, and defile. Unwholesome, disgusting, debased, degenerate, lewd, unchaste, useful, uncleanly, forbidden. Mark, the 5th chapter, all of these are unclean spirits. Mark, the 5th chapter, starting at the 1st verse, and they came over unto the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples, in the country of Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus, the anointed, afar off, he ran and worshipped him. Now these are unclean spirits that came and ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, the anointed, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. Now he's asking the Christ, Jesus, the anointed one, to torment him not. For he said unto them, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? Now, he used the singular word unclean spirit. And then when he asked the Spirit, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country, which is the abyss, which is back to the pit of hell. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him. Listen, first it was singular, now it is plural, for all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus the anointed gave them leave. In other words, gave them permission to go in unto the swine. And the unclean spirits, now he put an S on the end of that, and the unclean spirits, plural, went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000. 2,000 pigs, and were choked in the sea. They drowned, and they that fed the swine fled and told in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, the anointed one, and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed, not clothed in his right mind, but had clothes on his body and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Why were they afraid? Because Jesus had power over the unclean spirit. Not only did he have power over the unclean spirit, but he also had a direction for them, and they pleaded to Jesus, the anointed, if they could just go in unto the swine. And Jesus gave them permission when he could have sent all of the legions of devils back to the pit of hell. The results of this deliverance were telling. The unclean spirit obeyed Christ. Two, the man got free from demon influence. Three, all the demons left when the unclean spirit was cast out. The people were all amazed. Jesus had authority over demons. Jesus commanded, ordered spirits. Christ's public reputation increased. If you read Luke 11:24, which is the same situation, when the unclean spirit comes out of a person, it roams through waterless places in search of a place of rest. And not finding any, it says, I will go back to my house, person from which I came. Now, do you not know that these demons and unclean spirits are claiming you as their house? Listen to what this spirit has said. When the unclean spirit comes out of a person, it roams through waterless places in search of a place of rest, and not finding any, it says, I will go back to my house, person from which I come. And when it comes, it finds the place swept and put in order. Then it goes out and brings seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they go in the person and live there, and the last state of that person becomes worse than the first state that this person was in. In other words, these eight demons, first it was one, now seven plus the one is eight, are having a field day in your being. They are having a party. They are controlling your mind, your body. They have taken over your inner man. The seven that was more wicked than the first one that came out. Matthew, the 10th chapter, starting at the 8th verse, healed the sick, cleansed the lepers, raised the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Now, Jesus commanded his disciples, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Now, here's the thing. Heal the sick. Sickness comes from the enemy. They are considered unclean spirits. Cleanse the leper. Make sure their skin are beautiful. Again, if you go back to Elisha and the soldier that had the leper, and he went and sent his servant to speak with the prophet, but the prophet did not come to the door, but the prophet's servant came to speak with his servant, and he asked the servant to have Elisha to come out and pray for him. But Elisha, the prophet, which is illogical in thinking, told the soldier to go dip seven times. And the soldier refused because the water was dirty and he wanted to go dip in clean water. But here's the thing. Mess begat mess. So the leper has to go to the unclean places, which is the river that was filthy and became clean. Obedience. Obedience to the prophet. And his skin was just as a baby's skin when he obeyed the prophet, because his servant said, if he had told you to do some certain thing other than to get into the river, would you have obeyed? And the servant subtly rebuked the soldier. Subtle. And the soldier dipped seven times, and God blessed him with new skin like a baby. And God raised that man up out the water after the seventh time, and his skin was pure. Now heal the sick, whatever sickness it is. Cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Now, this is part of our ministry. And if Jesus is telling us to do this, then we need to recognize the unclean spirit. We need to recognize the sickness. We need to recognize everything that Jesus said, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have, receive, freely give. 2 Corinthians, starting at the 6th chapter, 15th verse. What harmony can there be between Christ and Baal, Satan? Or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. Just as God said, I will dwell among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. So come out from among them, come out from among unbelievers, and be separate, saith the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will graciously receive you and welcome you with favor, and I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Come from among them, come from among the unbelievers. let it become part of your conscience, because they will try and take over your mind, your body, and wants to, you to be part of them. See, here's the thing. The sociologists, I don't know where they got it from, but they said this, that you learn how to be sick. Now, what I gathered from that is that these demons of sickness and disease teaches you the attributes of that sickness, and you begin to learn how to be sick, because that spirit has control of your mind and wants you to think like the sickness thinks and become part of you. And once you decide you're thinking like that spirit, then it gets into your subconscious mind, and then you begin to have whatever that sickness is. But you have to know within yourself to have the spirit of discernment, and not only to have the spirit of discernment, but to have king discernment, which is the acute judgment of Christ. Because the Bible says, let this mind be in you, that which was also in Christ Jesus. So we need to recognize our spiritual surroundings. 1 John, starting at the 4th chapter in the 5th verse. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knew of God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. In other words, know them by the fruit that they bear. And if you know them by the fruit that they bear, then you know that that is not a spirit of God. That is an impure spirit. That is an unclean spirit. That is a demon trying to operate and gather your thoughts and mind and take over your body and manifest themselves. And now they are living their lives in your body through you. And you're thinking that you are a part of that, or saying that this is your personality, or this is who I am. I curse that spirit of this is who I am in Jesus' name, because this is not who you are. But that spirit will have to you to think that this is part of your personality. But we curse that spirit right now that's trying to take over your mind and your body and make you become a part of them and have you saying that this is part of you and this is who you are. No, this is not who you are. Amen. In the Amplified, it reads, same scripture, 1 John 4th chapter, starting at the 5th verse. They who teach twisted doctrine are of the world and belong to it. Therefore, they speak from the viewpoint of the world with its immoral freedom and baseless theories, demanding compliance with their opinions and ridiculing the values of the upright and the gullible. And the gullible one of the world listens closely and pays attention to them. We who teach God's word are from God, energized by the Holy Spirit. And whoever knows God through personal experience listens to us and has a deeper understanding of him. Whoever is not of God does not listen to us. By this we know without any doubt the spirit of truth motivated by God, and the spirit of error motivated by Satan. So you have to distinguish which spirits are around you. You need to know your spiritual surrounding so you can protect yourself, and also cast out the surroundings of unclean spirits that's following you around. The Amplified in Colossians, the third chapter, starting at the fourth verse. Here's the thing. You have familiar spirits that follows you. The reason why they follow you, because they want to become familiar with you. And then when they become familiar with you, then they can bring certain spirits to you because they're familiar with you. And they gathered your personality and attached themselves to your personality and to have you thinking that this is another part of your personality that is manifested. No, it is an unclean spirit that creeped in unaware. Be careful, because they can creep in unaware, and you must have your guards up. In other words, what are you saying, prophet? Put on the whole armor of God. Amen. Put on the whole armor that you may see and know the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Have your feet shod with the preparation, key word, with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We need to know our spiritual surroundings, because you have good and evil around you, and they are fighting for you to enter in you, but the Holy Spirit will keep you if you want to be kept. Amen. Colossians, the third chapter, starting at the fourth verse. When Christ, the anointed, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. So put to death and deprive of power the evil longings of your earthly body with its sensual and self-centered instincts, immortality, impurity, sinful passion, evil desire, and greed. Now, God spoke to me about the spirit of greed. It causes sicknesses in your body. And the reason why it causes sicknesses in your body, because you are full of greed and you're never satisfied, and you're angry because you want more and more. And anger triggers your organs to fail. God gave me a rhema word of greed, which is a kind of idolatry, because it replaces your devotion to God. Because of these sinful things, the divine wrath of God is coming on the sons of disobedience. Those who fail to listen and who routinely and abstainly disregard God's precepts, and in these sinful things you also once walked when you were habitually living in them without the knowledge of Christ, the Anointed One, and His anointing. God, in Jesus' name, what we need to do is pray and ask God to give us spiritual awareness. God, in Jesus' name, I pray that your people may continue to be free and delivered, and watch thereunto their surroundings, and to know them by the fruit that they bear, and not only the fruit that they bear, but what are the words are coming out of their mouth. If they're not confessing Christ, then you know that is the Antichrist. So God, protect their ears, protect their eyes, because those are the entrance to your people's mind and body. God, give them an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, and let their eyes be open when they see these unclean spirits that surround. trying to penetrate, because you can feel the penetration. You can feel it. When the devil sent a threat, you can feel the threat, but you don't have to accept that threat. I curse every threat that is trying to threaten you and to make you into believing that this threat is going to happen. No, he wants this threat to get into your subconscious mind. Protect your subconscious mind with God's word. And God's word says, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheth me. And the God's word always says, all says that he give you salvation and strength. David said, I thought on my ways, and I turned my feet unto thy testimonies. In other words, David thought on his ways, and he saw that how God brought him out and put his feet on the straight path. Amen. And David was the God after God's own heart. David, yes, he wasn't clean at all times. He got into the flesh, yes, when he saw Bathsheba. When he saw Bathsheba. And when he put her husband on the front line because David wanted him to lie with his wife to prove to him that this child was his. But he did not want to lay with his wife. He wanted to stay in the courts with David because he loved David. And David forced him on the front line and he died. And Bathsheba lost the baby. And David went on a fast and asking God to keep the baby, even though it was wrongdoing. And God did not honor that prayer or that fast because it was selfish. And the baby died. And one of David's soldiers or servants asked him, why did he start praying? Why are you not praying now? And David said, what's the use of praying? The baby is dead. Now, if you go to Psalms 51, when David repented and asked God not to take his Holy Spirit from him, when he poured out his heart, and when he poured out his heart, David was blessed with Solomon. And Solomon became one of the wisest men, the wisest king, when he had two babies, one died, and two mothers wanted to claim the one baby. And Solomon said, how about this? Why don't we just separate the baby, give you one half, and give you the other half? And the baby and the mother that wasn't the mother of that child agreed to that. And Solomon said, you are not that mother. So he gave the baby to the mother that rightfully was the mother of that child. So that was wisdom. We need wisdom. We need understanding. We need salvation and we need strength. And we definitely need to know our spiritual surroundings. God, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this word. What is an unclean spirit? An unclean spirit is an impure spirit. It's a demon, and we need to recognize and discern and to make sure that these spirits does not creep in unaware. Because why? We have to have keen discernment. The acute judgment of Christ in our hearts that he may protect us and keep us. In Jesus' name, amen.